and at charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Ooh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact.
Daddy, don't you want so bad? Daddy, don't you want so bad?
Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
First, there was 24-hour fitness, and now there's one-month fitness. One-month fitness is designed for people who make New Year's resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. Here's how it works. One-month fitness is open for the month of January. That's it. 1 month, done. No year-long contracts. No 12-week meal plan for a slimmer you. Because we know at one-month fitness, you're good for maybe 3-4 weeks tops. Then it's back to pizzas, cheeseburger meal deals, extra-large Coke, and couch potatoes. One-month fitness. Because we know you won't be here in February. And coming soon to the same location as one-month fitness, the 11-month Bar and Grill.
Hurry, time's running out.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's almost four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Workers sidelined by the government shutdown will miss another paycheck this week as the stalemate over border security drags on.
Senate GOP leaders plan a vote this week on a 1,300-page bill matching President Trump's $5.7 billion border barrier request and immigration proposals. But at least seven Democrats would need to support the measure to advance the bill. So far, no Democrat has publicly endorsed the plan.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Senate will also hold a vote on a measure floated by Democrats. Los Angeles teachers are expected to return to class tomorrow after school district officials and the teachers' union reached a tentative deal to end a strike. And on Wall Street, markets spooked by data showing a slow pace of economic growth in China.
The Dow down 301 or 1.22%. The S&P 500 down 1.4. And, of course, the Nasdaq down as well.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. This is Fox News.
January 22nd is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. And in order to do that, I have a special computer set up to interpret my cat's questions.
Stupid human, why do you bother me while I contort myself to lick areas of my body you can only dream of?
Because it's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
I should have killed you in your sleep while I had the chance.
Answer Your Cat's Question Day.
Yay, fun!
Says the bride-to-be in like 5 days. Joining us now on the phone is our friend, Melanie from El Jalisco. And how are you today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I'm still full from Saturday night, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. You enjoy it, right?
Oh, you know, I was famished when I came to the door, and I just don't know when to put the fork down, Melanie, so I had to have Larry Stevens kind of thrust me out of my seat to get on my feet and make it back to the car. I was virtually eating into a coma. It was so good.
Yeah.
It always is. And of course, just like everything else, the price is so friendly to the hungry. And today is 99 cent Taco
Absolutely
Tuesday.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, we got tacos at 99 cents. So close today.
And, of course, after 3 o'clock, you have some drink specials to let everybody know about. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, we got our famous house lime margaritas. It will be frozen or on the rocks. They're only $3. They're 22 ounces.
And how about off the menu, some of the other dinner specials beyond
the
menu?
Oh, yeah, we got the tacos 99 cents, but also we got two more dinner specials. There's Nachos Fiesta, which is like a nacho supreme, because it could be chicken or beef.
Yeah.
But they got like loaded with tomatoes, sour cream, jalapenos.
That is wonderful, and if you really go at it, messy fun. Love it.
And we got the enchiladas dinner, which was two enchiladas with rice and beans for only $6.99 too.
And when you get a dinner at El Jalisco at the incredibly reasonable prices they charge, it comes on an oval plate that's larger than your conventional circular plate, and it's wall-to-wall. So go hungry, eat well. You'll be taken care of by a great staff featuring Melanie and so many others that have wonderfully sweet, service-driven dispositions. You can't lose. You can't lose. So if you like authentic Mexican food, try El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway, right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory in front of Burlington Coat Factory. Melanie, thank you for your time, and say hi to the Queen of the Dimples for me, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. Have a good night, okay?
Oh, you too. Absolutely. You want to have a good night, go to Jalisco. Omas. Okensmotus, whatever.
Man, I'll tell you, y'all make me haunted. I'm going to have to drop by there.
You can do four tacos and a beer for less than $10 if you go before 7 o'clock. That's a pretty damn good deal.
And that's an excellent deal. The reason I'm calling, Greg, is earlier you were mentioning one-hit wonders and all that.
Yeah.
I know that you are a music man, and so is Joey Suss over at CrossFit. I'm just curious, Greg, out of the one-hit wonders, do you have a favorite one that thought maybe would do better than what they did?
Boy, that's a great question. And what we should do is look at a list of one-hit wonders and explore that and see what's there. I'm sure I could name at least two or three bands I thought were capable of more than one hit.
Awesome. Man, I'm going to hang up and I'm going to let y'all discuss that. And I hope the callers call in too, man, and get off this crappy news.
I know. The news sucks. Man. The news blows. It blows chunks. Big freaking chunks. I hate it.
Absolutely. Let's have a little fun, guys.
All right. See, now we have an excuse to get goofy.
Yes.
Like yesterday. We were pretty straight the first hour.
Yeah.
And it was off the deep end.
We're always pretty straight. I think because it is the 50th anniversary of the year the Earth stood still.
Yes.
I'm trying to pull up the one-hit wonders from 1969.
Well, Desmond Decker and the Aces would be one of those groups.
Desmond Decker and the Aces. I don't know if I know that one.
One-hit wonders of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Let's take a look at what comes up here. Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. And the only reason that song really became the hit that it did, it's a minute and 40 seconds long. And in the olden days of radio, when you had to time into the news or whatever at the top of the hour, you had to be right on the dot. A song like that would come in very handy from time to time. Let's see, what other names do we see on this? Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash? No, I never really thought there was going to be more, because there's only one Halloween.
Baby It's You by Smith?
That group had promise. That was a good song. There was some substance to that, but I think I read that band broke up quickly.
It's tough. It really is tough, the stress. I mean, and how many bands did go on to become huge, but original members weren't there for that rise?
Would you call Lou Rawls a one-hit wonder?
Lou Rawls?
You'll never find another love like... And the only man with a more buttery voice.
Yeah, because I don't know any other song by him.
He's on the list. Now, he did a lot of commercial work, I think, for Budweiser. They used his music.
I don't think that counts.
But I'm surprised to see his name on this list at all.
What about Gimme Gimme Good Lovin' by Crazy Elephant?
Frankly, I never saw a lot of promise beyond that song. We might even have that. I don't know if we'll be able to access it, but there it is. Oh, it was System won't let me retrieve it. I hate this. Why does this? This is torture. This is like a naked woman walking back and forth in front of you, but what you can't touch. What's that?
A strip club?
No, I mean that's. Actually, the word I was thinking of was tease. Let's quickly see what's happening. We've had calls about all kinds of calamities on the road. Here's the latest from Jeff Balocki in the Traffic Dungeon.
Well, you knew it was going to happen before long. Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting I-85 southbound is a parking lot. There's an accident near Ann Street about mile marker number 4. It's got traffic backed up all the way to the boulevard. You need to avoid I-85 south if you can this afternoon. Find another way to get where you are going. It's really busy and jammed up just as tight as you can believe. And to add to the confusion, we have an accident on Ann Street in front of Popeyes. That's right there in front of the Walmart where it jams up anyway. So be careful. Avoid that area if you can as well. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Anything else?
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I went to YouTube. There's actually a clip that's only 3 minutes long that features the top 10 one-hit wonders of the 60s. We could listen to that in a bit if you'd like.
I'd love that.
It's better than the news. Anything is better than the news. I'm sorry to tell those of you who think that screaming and pounding the desk and is going to change anything. It's not. And it's... We just have to, I think if it goes too much further, you know, it's amazing. We may look at this Covington School incident as the flashpoint that either motivated a lot of people to pay more attention because of what's happening there to that kid. That a Saturday Night Live, is there any update on her?
No, she not suspended that I've seen.
Or anything from...
They'll probably say she's a comedy writer.
She put a... that's funny. That's hilarious. I'll give a BJ to anybody who will punch the Covington High School student with the MAGA hat on. That's funny. That's hilarious. I just wet myself laughing so hard. That's what's out there. And they're going to go too far. Somebody's going to get their ass kicked at some point. I don't know if it's going to be next week, next year, or after the next election. I don't know. But this is history repeating itself. And like, who was it? Somebody once said that the best any republic like the United States, any of the great nations that have ever come on the earth, last about 250 years. We're almost there. We're almost there. 415, one of the great innovations in recent years, and it wasn't driven by the government, is LASIK. That is a genius production from the private sector, where they figured out, hey, you know, you don't have to wear glasses or even contact lenses. We can, using laser procedure, fix your retina so that your vision is restored. Now, it's a process that won't fix all vision issues, and I did get tested at Montgomery Eye, and I am not a candidate for the procedure, which greatly disappointed me because I would have loved to have had it done. So I'm sitting here with readers that are bent out of shape and smudgy and schmutzy. Instead of two eyeballs, they can see 20/20. But that can't happen. Joey had it done. At Montgomery Eye, call 271-3804. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. That is a free visit. So they can check to see if your vision can be corrected with LASIK. If it can, then you'll have options on the table. But as the procedure has improved with technology and experience, and nobody has more of that than Montgomery Eye. That's a practice that's been around since the end of World War II. The option is, they make it as attractive as it can possibly be from pricing and every other standpoint, but just the idea that you can open your eyes and see 20/20, what more do you need to add to that? You can't put a price tag on that little miracle. 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more online, go to onlinemep.com. It's 416. We have news and Rich's forecast.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A new candidate is joining the Montgomery mayoral race. Former Congressman Artur Davis officially announced his candidacy in a video this morning. Davis joined Montgomery County Commission Chairman Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Alabama education officials have released the 2019 list of schools labeled as failing because of low test scores. The schools scored in the bottom 6% of standardized test scores for reading and math. Prosecutors are asking a judge to reconsider his decision to reduce bond for a man who opened fire in a crowded Hoover shopping mall. In a motion filed by prosecutors, they argue Aaron Brown falsely told the court that he had a concealed handgun permit. They also said that he had been involved in multiple shooting incidents. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes some more weather changes. Get ready for tonight. Cloudy skies. Best chance of rain tonight coming in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 48. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, breezy. Showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High temperature in the middle 60s, making tomorrow the warmest day of the week. Then colder on Thursday, a chilly day, high of only 48. Friday's high only in the low 40s, but the wind chill factor will make it seem colder. And then we are back to the 20s again. On Friday night, lots of winter weather changes in the next few days. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and be ready for the changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's nothing quite like Grandma's home cooking. And at Grandma's House Restaurant, you can have that authentic dining experience that up until now, you could only get at Grandma's house.
Oh my gosh, meatloaf and mashed potatoes and gravy, just like Grandma makes. Oh God, that's terrible. How old is that meat?
That meat has been in the freezer here at Grandma's House Restaurant since 2006.
And these potatoes, what the heck?
We found those potatoes in the back of the fridge. We have no idea how long they've been there. Here at Grandma's House Restaurant, we serve only expired food, old meat, cheese with stuff growing on it, and food that comes from swollen cans.
Here you go, crab dip and townhouse crackers.
Jehoshaphat, how old is this shit?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you it expired 4 years ago.
Let's get out of here.
Meet Grandma.
Oh, so you think you're too good to eat that just because it's a little old?
And Grandpa.
Back in my day, we were happy just to have food on the table, Snowflake.
Grandma's Restaurant.
Okay, this place is gross. I'm sorry. We're calling the health department.
Fine, fine. The landline is right over there.
Grandma's House Restaurant. Sit down and eat. There are plenty of people who would love to have that food.
And keep it quiet. I'm watching Fox News.
There's a reason we call Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
And Jeremy Brooks just sent me a 1979 photo of Rich. You gotta see this.
So even more adorable back then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose. Depends on what your definition of adorable is.
That's true.
Oh, that was Bo. Bo, you silly sausage. I was not mad. Babyface Rich Thomas. All right, there you go. That's him there.
Here, I got to slide over 1 second.
Let's see. Well, on a radio. Oh, jeez. I can't even read. And what is this from? Well, on a recent promotional tour, A&M recording artist Rita Coolidge stopped by radio stations WHHYAM and Y102 to thank her friends for their support in promoting her current album. Do you see this face here? You know who that is? That's Larry Stevens.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The rest I don't know.
Let me know if you want to turn it off.
What? What are you asking me?
Can we play Alexa Silver? Bought me a busted machine.
Blasted thing. Yeah, we can play that. But we were talking about one-hit wonders.
Yeah, from...
Otis mentioned that, right?
69, yes, he did.
So we did a little researching. Now, these are the top 10 one-hit wonders of the 60s, and I think that guy, as this frame is paused, looks an awful lot like Ron Dante, who was the guy we saw at the Happy Together tour last year at Impact. So let's see what this is. No. Wrong. Los Bravos. Number 10. It's gray. At number 9. Held a poor man, built a pretty dream. Lemon Pipers. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. We got wasted and just... And I listen while I play, 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 play. That's really far out.
My green tambourine.
Yeah.
Awesome!
What is this? Winchester
Cathedral. There's a guy singing through a megaphone. You're bringing me down. The new vaudeville choir, I think it is. You stood and you watched out. Now, that was kind of a novelty song. I wasn't expecting more from that. Judy in the skies. Ah, now here's a band. Number 6. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating that you tell me over and over and over. Probably ended up in a place for crazy people.
Sounds like he's trying to pass a kidney stone.
Or have a difficult bowel movement.
Yes.
Number 5. Lay face down in the desert sand. Touching a 6-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead. For under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife. And late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo? Lorne freaking Green. Ringo.
Number 4.
Wipe out.
Iconic.
Very much. From the Garage Band. And very innovative.
Really cool.
The way they changed this up.
Well, the guitar sounds awesome.
3. It's Rich Thomas's favorite band, the Tornadoes. That is called Telstar. And that's all about the first satellite that actually allowed us to send TV signals overseas.
Number two.
But you laughed, you laughed, you laughed and laughed, and then you left, but now you know I'm...
There's your song, Greg.
And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming
sometime
to take me away.
Sometime between now and six.
Oh, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds.
Yeah, that's everyone. And finally...
And number one.
Wow. And there you go, your top 10 one-hit wonders from the 60s. I wonder if there's a similar video for the 70s and 80s.
Sure there is.
Once you get to the 90s, who cares?
Oh, the 90s were great, though.
Some of it was okay.
No, I think there are certain rules here. When coming of age, that's the music you usually identify with. Now, I'm weird, so I do love a lot of classic rock and stuff before my time. There's a lot of stuff that really reminds me of my childhood from the 90s, like Third Eye Blind and a lot of one-hit wonders, thinking of something like Runaway Train and, what is it? She's a brick and I'm drowning slowly, Ben Folds. I mean, there's a lot of, like, songs that you probably
Ben
would...
Ben Folds?
Yeah, Ben Folds and Ben Folds 5.
Sounds like an office supply store.
He's great.
Ben Folds office supply.
Great pianist.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry, because I'm old and I'm out of it. You're hearing all these glisses because I have Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at the house, and they're trying to solve the leak mystery. And honestly, I was ready to call Jones Brothers and say, maybe the water's coming in through the roof at that particular spot in leaking. I don't
that
know.
Lost for solution?
I got to tell you, this has been... We should all get a badge from the police department because we've been doing nothing but really eliminating suspects. And I actually did do a smart thing when I pumped the water out on Sunday without getting electrocuted. That was a miracle of engineering for me. Would you trust me to assemble an electric pump and put it in the water? Would you bet on me?
No. I love you, Greg, but no.
See, that's what I mean. So the fact that that worked and it helped them eliminate one part of the problem... But Clark's is great. I mean, this is a situation where Plumbing Diagnostics is at its pinnacle as they try to sort it out. And believe me, it's almost become like a mission for them to figure this sucker out. And these are kind of behind-the-scenes sort of issues that occur with an aging house that settles or maybe something moves just enough to cause a problem. And I got to tell you, if I'm going to have some sheetrock removed to fix a plumbing issue, I want Clark's handling that decision because of their years of experience, their expertise, and everybody that works for Clark's is, may I use the term, chip off the old block, because Rick Clark's a great guy, very customer-driven, and their employees meet that same standard. They're experts. And Rick Clark knows his stuff. But they have a team of people that know their stuff. So between your plumbing and your heating and air conditioning, you're in the best possible hands. Call Clark's. Get a club membership. That's the greatest value in protecting your home's infrastructure at 277-2125. Or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. I have to shrink this. All right, how about if I just... Lord, well, we talked to James first.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about one-hit wonders.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this guy, but it was the most bizarre thing. His name was Hurricane Smith.
Yes. Oh, babe, what would you say?
Now, do you know he was the sound engineer for the Beatles? And mm-hmm. The saxophone player is Dick Perry from Pink Floyd.
Now, that I did not know.
That long saxophone, yeah. It is... But he sounded like a male version of Carol Channing. I don't know how.
You're right. That's an interesting comp because he did have kind of a gender neutral voice, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, he was. If y'all get the chance, everybody, y'all pull up Hurricane Smith. Oh, babe, what would you say? He was from another planet. Anyway, great show, guys.
Thanks. No, he's right. I gotta I'm going to play that in a minute. I just found it already. You type in "Oh Babe," and that's one of the first things that comes up. Well, let's give it a quick listen in a minute here after we talk to David.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you remember the flip side of "The Coming to Take Me Away"?
No. They brought me back?
No, they just played the song backwards.
You're kidding. How could you tell the difference?
You could, definitely, but it was just played backwards on the 45.
That's so funny.
In other words, they didn't have anything else.
Do you remember there being any controversy? Because I know that song got played on WLS at least for a short period of time, and what we heard was that, well, people who have had mental illnesses of their own or within their family are offended by this. It may have been the song that triggered what we now dread as political correctness.
I was in, eighth or ninth grade when that came out, and, I didn't notice any controversy whatsoever. We just thought it was hilarious.
Well, at that time, it absolutely was, because I remember it the same way, and then, why are they not playing that anymore? Well, we have to be sensitive. Bunch of crap, actually.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call.
And tell Red Top, an old high school friend of mine, to stay off trampolines. He's too dadgum old for that.
I was going to say, that's worrisome to me.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll see y'all later.
That's funny. Old classmate. Small world, ain't it? Sling Blade.
Young men, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, a song that was really big in 1969 was in the year 2525 by... Sager and Evans. Remember them?
I remember that song. Well, I know of it. I wasn't around then.
It was a really big song, and it was, I don't know if it made, I know it was top 40, probably made in the top 10 maybe, but it was, I thought they were going to have a big career, and of course that was just one hit wonder, like Christy, Yellow River, and all that stuff, you know.
Christy and Yellow River, that was a good song.
Oh, great song, absolutely great. You know, we thought we were too cool back in those days to listen to that song, but nowadays that's good music, you know.
Well, actually, now Yellow River should be the official theme song for the left, because they're always wetting themselves.
My God, I know. I'm unbelievable. The stuff they're doing with Catholic kids are just unbelievable.
Somebody has got to put this stuff to an end quickly, and there need to be consequences for those who created this situation. I mean, immediate consequences.
And I wish there were. I don't think there will be. But, you know, there wasn't just those Indians. The poor Indian. I'm American Indian myself, Native American, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, the issue I'm bringing up here is that there were more than just Native Americans. There were also the Black Hebrews, which I guess did some really nasty, they made some nasty comments, got them started.
Yeah, I've heard about them. I think they're called they call themselves the Israelites.
Yeah, there's no one talking about what the stuff they did.
Well, because they can't, because political correctness won't allow them. You only hear that on select outlets. Hadn't even mentioned it. But they're not going to get turned up on CNN, not in any negative way anyway.
That's right. All right, I appreciate you taking my call, guys. Thank you.
Oh, my God. 74% of Democrats would consider voting for Ocasio-Cortez if she were old enough to run. We are, if I can put it in street terms, we are
not in a good way.
No, this is a painful. The Democratic Party has officially lost its mind. 3 out of 4 would work for a woman who says the world's going to end in 12 years, wants to confiscate about 60-70% of your income for free stuff, because nothing is free. Hates this country. I can just see her standing next to, a long train of boxcars taking people that have no use to her society somewhere else for a nice little vacation. Democrats, you are officially the party of hate, the party that has established, promoted, and encouraged poverty. And honestly, I don't even want to talk to you. I don't want to debate you, because you can't get through. There's no getting through to you. You've lost it. If Ocasio-Cortez is really your idea of a great of presidential timber at age 29, a bartender from New York, like I said, we are. There's no other way to say it. no other way. All right, let's take a quick moment here to talk about CSPIRE, which is something very encouraging going on in the river region, because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the tech jobs of the future without proper resources or training. And this is where they're going to make a huge difference. They're investing in the education infrastructure and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of high schools teach AP computer science. How was that allowed to happen? But that's a fact. So CSPIRE is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. They've also set up coding programs and competitions for students and to give them the opportunity to pursue careers they didn't think were possible. And how can you teach a career option when you don't have the resources? This is where CSPIRE is making a great change. High-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, and CSPIRE is on a mission to deliver just that, managed information technology services to more businesses across our region. Future's out there. CSPIRE is bringing it from the future to today. You can learn more about the CSPIRE folks at CSPIRE.com. That's CSPIRE.com/TECHMVMT Tech Movement. This is
Kim.
Kim.
Hey, Greg. I bet you know this. What was the first anti-drug song or recovery song?
No, I don't.
Kicks.
Kicks? Kicks
just keep getting harder to find.
Oh.
Who's the British group did that?
Actually, it was Paul Revere and the Raiders, but I don't know if they were British.
Yeah, maybe.
We saw Paul Revere is dead, but Mark Lindsay was here in town last year and played that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys.
Sure. Yeah, and he, I was really impressed with the performance level of all the people that came in for that tour. Gary Puckett still sounds like Gary Puckett. Mark Lindsay, maybe not quite. But who is? Everybody in there was in their either very late 60s or 70s, deep into their 70s in some cases. And I love the fact that they're still playing and playing well. That's good. All right, the traffic situation. We were just downstairs a few moments back, and obviously the wreck in the middle of 95 has been a huge issue this afternoon. Let's see what the latest is from Mr. Balaki.
Be glad you've got Montgomery Skywatch on the lookout for you, because we're going to give you a big hint. Avoid I-85 South. It's backed up from Ann Street, where there's an accident, all the way past the boulevard. It's moving, but you're going to move really, really slow. As you approach the accident scene, make sure you move out of the left lane. That lane is still blocked by emergency vehicles. Otherwise, the boulevard's running around very smooth. We don't have any problems on I-65. I-85 northbound's doing fine after the rubberneckers get moving past that accident. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama education officials have released the 2019 list of schools labeled as failing because of low test scores. The schools scored in the bottom 6% of standardized test scores for reading and math. A new candidate is joining the Montgomery mayoral race. Former Congressman Artur Davis officially announced his candidacy in a video this morning. Davis joined Montgomery County Commission Chairman Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Prosecutors are asking a judge to reconsider his decision to reduce bond for a man who opened fire in a crowded Hoover shopping mall. In a motion filed by prosecutors, they argue Aaron Brown falsely told the court that he had a concealed handgun permit. They also said that he had been involved in multiple shooting incidents. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Here comes some more weather changes. Get ready for tonight. Cloudy skies. Best chance of rain tonight coming in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 48. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, breezy. Showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High temperature in the middle 60s, making tomorrow the warmest day of the week. Then colder on Thursday, a chilly day, high of only 48. Friday's high only in the low 40s, but the wind chill factor will make it seem colder. And then we are back to the 20s again on Friday night. Lots of winter weather changes in the next few days. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and be ready for the changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Stop by Lowe's today to save during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Save up to 40% on select vanities and up to 35% on select bath faucets. Whether you're looking for a few quick and easy updates or going for a new look, you'll find what you need to refresh for less. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 1st. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The aforementioned Obey, what would you say?
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance with you?
I like it.
You. Would you greet me your first?
listening and enjoying Hurricane Smith. Let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word from this morning.
Right now?
Right now at 272-9228. It's a perfect time to do it. We can just let this play until the lines start lining up. That's the word we gave out this morning. I need one word and one word only at 272-9228. And if you're the ninth caller with that word, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's. Nice. It does sound a little bit like Cheryl Channing.
I love playing air saxophone.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look like you've mastered that blowhole.
But you don't actually blow on it. You more vibrate the lips. Yes, so, baby, I know.
Exploding with action, so we'll bail out a hurricane. That was fun.
That was good.
All right, you are caller one, try again quickly. You're caller two, try again quickly. It does work. Caller three, try again real fast. Caller four, and caller five. And now the lines reboot, and we take them in order of flashing. Caller six, thanks for trying. Caller seven, thanks for trying. And this is the call we hate to take because we have to be the bearers of bad news. You're caller eight. I'm so sorry. And I have to discharge your call quickly because you may drop an F-bomb in disappointment. I don't want to have to dump the whole thing. So who do we have in the air here with us? Who's this?
Dale.
All right. I need this morning's Baumhauer's winning word.
Hot. Getting hot.
That's it. Pot is the word, and of course, that's a pot roast.
Yeah.
Not the devil's lettuce.
Oh, man.
The Triple X chicken wings are better than the pot roast, though.
Well, you can debate all day long about what the best thing over there is. The thing is, you got to keep trying until you can establish a bona fide number one item. I like the pot roast Philly cheesesteak, and why I want to make a mess and have fun.
Oh, it's good.
Man, there are things you want to do with that sandwich.
Now, behave.
Hold on. Before I run amok. My mind runs amok. No, that is really, I mean, that is some amazing fun. Don't forget, tomorrow night at Baumhauer's, we will be honoring our buddy Paul Brown. Longtime listener, longtime member of the Knights of the Round Table. His birthday and retirement happening falling on the same day. And this is a guy who's been a great contributor to the good society of Montgomery. He is one of the most optimistic, uplifting, spiritually driven people I've ever met. Proud to call him a friend. And for 7 years, he's been offering to take me to the range so I can learn how to use my Smith & Wesson, and I just can't find... stupid. I mean, I have this beautiful gun, plenty of bullets. I'm not like Barney Fife. Roz doesn't give me just one at a time. But I should practice, don't you think? That would be a good idea. All right, we're going to check in with Fox Business. This will give a preview of what we're going to discuss with Brandt.
From the Fox Business Network, the major averages ending lower, snapping a four-day winning streak amid worries about global economic growth and disappointing U.S. home sales, with the Dow closing down 302 points, NASDAQ down 137, S&P 500 down 38. And after the closing bell, IBM releasing quarterly results with shares spiking after Big Blue reported earnings and revenue that beat Wall Street estimates and also better than expected full-year guidance. IBM is also betting that its forthcoming acquisition of Red Hat for $34 billion will start turning things around. And looking for a Java jolt but don't want to leave the house or office? Starbucks is teaming up with Uber Eats and is expanding its delivery service, which will initially launch in San Francisco and will expand to some stores in New York, Boston, Washington, Chicago, and Los Angeles in coming weeks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. I just received word from Mr. Bredebelt that the Clarks has achieved a fix to the tub that will hold until the big fix can be fixed, which makes complete sense. They've made it usable. So my disposition just went. If only Clark's worked on toes, I would be in awesome shape today.
You are having some toe trouble today.
I mean, I got issues everywhere. It's just crazy. Don't forget about Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Man, if you got a new driver, somebody just turned 16, they're ready for the road, drive themselves to school and stuff. You want to buy something, A, that's reliable. It may have been the flange, Emily. Yeah, there's a possibility. You want, most importantly, the one thing you don't have to worry about is the car breaking down and your new driver has to learn how to call AAA or, God forbid, it happens in an area where it can be a little dicey. You just don't know. They're vulnerable when that happens, and you don't want that. What you want is them to learn in a car that's dependable, that has all the safety features, and a car that's been vetted as if Jack Ingram were buying it for his own family. That's a good way to put it. That's the approach they take when they bring in something to put on the lot. If it doesn't meet their very high standards for resale, they just don't. They send it off to auction. They will not resell somebody else's troubles. And you got a lot of choices under $10,000 right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Eastern Boulevard. Call them at 420-9900. Ask for Tip Tames or anybody on his great team. Or look and browse by price, by model type, by brand at Jack Ingram.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a mess of an afternoon in traffic on I-85 South. We have the accident at Ann Street and I-85 South. That is tying things up tremendously. It's backed up all the way past the Eastern Boulevard about to Bell Road on I-85 South. And we have another accident in the middle of the accident. So please be careful. If you're in the traffic jam, don't try any fancy stuff. You're not going to get further ahead. Just stay in line and ride your way through it. You'll get through in just a few minutes. We also have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard near the Atlanta Highway exit. It's in front of Max Federal Credit Union. Take it easy. Slow down. You're going to get home before you know it. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You know, Joey, this afternoon we're going to find out who makes it in to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath.
I'm going to make a prediction here. I think you'll see Mariano Rivera go in with the highest percentage of the votes. I think Edgar Martinez, formerly of the Seattle Mariners, he'll get in. Possibly Mike Mussina. The Moose, they used to call him back in the day, and some other guy whose name I can't recall at the moment. Because
can you feel it? Can you feel it? I feel the tension. Can you?
The excitement is swelling.
Kind of like your tone.
Didn't we say we're going to play Alexa Silver?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Oh, yes, sir.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra. What is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local
local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long, rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box. So no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions? And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings.